From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. The White House early this morning announced that the president, in consultation with his national security team, has approved a new strategy for Iran. Later today, Mr. Trump is expected to decertify the Iran nuclear deal, which is known officially as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. The issue would then move to Congress, which would have to decide whether or not to reimpose sanctions on Iran. This is a more confrontational stance toward Iran, but stops short of abandoning the two-year deal altogether. Football icon George Weah and Vice President Joseph Boakai are early frontrunners in Liberia's presidential election. However, officials on Thursday say only a third of the ballots have been counted. Election Commission Chairman Jerome Korkoya warned that no winner had yet been declared and that all parties should wait for vote counting to end.
Candidates and political parties should also be patient and await the official result and not rush to premature conclusions. The Commission is committed to the timely release of results, but this cannot be done at the expense of accuracy.
The Liberty Party, however, wants counting to stop, citing irregularities and fraud. With over 20 people running, it's very likely a runoff will happen in November. The death toll from devastating floods and landslides in north and central Vietnam has jumped to 54, one of the deadliest weather disasters to hit the country in years. Rescuers were desperately searching for 39 people still missing after heavy rains pounded several provinces this week, with forecasters warning of another major storm heading toward the country soon. This is VOA News. The South African Supreme Court of Appeal on Friday dealt a legal blow to President Jacob Zuma, opening the way for the reinstatement of 783 charges of corruption and fraud against him, saying that a lower court's previous ruling was flawed. Luvuyo Mfaku is the National Prosecuting Authority spokesperson.
I can assure the South Africans that the National Director and his team, after considering the judgment, will do what is correct in the eyes of the law, guided by the dictates of the rule of law and proper administration of justice.
For his part, President Zuma says the decision is, quote, disappointing. Venezuelans go to the polls Sunday in regional elections that are viewed as vital tests for both President Nicolas Maduro and the opposition. Many opponents of the government doubt the country's elections authorities can ensure accurate vote counts. After the controversial election to install the pro-Maduro Constituent Assembly, which rewrote the Constitution, the company responsible for the voting machine said the vote tally had been manipulated by at least 1 million votes. The situation has the opposition scrambling to encourage voters to go to the polls. Wildfires in Northern California continue to threaten homes and businesses, with much of the area under mandatory evacuation. So far, at least 31 people are confirmed dead, and hundreds of others remain missing. Sheriff Robert Giordano.
We have 900 missing persons reports. We have found 437 of them safe. Just communication issues. Cell surface still having problems. People have been evacuated from multiple areas. They're just not connecting with their family. So 437 of the 900 are safe. 463 are still outstanding.
Firefighters are also battling blazes in Southern California as well. Spain warned Friday that it could lower its forecast for next year's economic growth if Catalonia's separatist challenge persists. Spain's Deputy Prime Minister Soraya Sáenz de Santamaría blamed Catalan President Carles Puigdemont for creating such economic uncertainty and for sinking tourism figures. She also said that Spain's government is considering lowering the growth forecast for the Spanish economy if the standoff in Catalonia continues. World Bank President Jim Yong Kim says emerging research shows that investments in education play a larger role in expanding the economy than previously thought. Mr. Kim says he hopes to persuade heads of state and finance ministers to give investment in human capital the same weight they give to transportation and energy products. I'm Doug Bernard in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.